broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
You know, Ben, it is such a good morning, and thank you so much. It's Saturday. It's April 15th, and we're coming to you live from the beautiful Hawakale Country Club on the Ewa Plain of Oahu, where the final round of the LPGA Lotte Championship is being played today. So if you want to see some hot action on the LPGA, this is it. And we are live on television across Asia in the United States. My guest today, Sarah Silva, she's Hawakale Country Club's marketing manager, and Megan Moats, food and beverage director for Hawakale. She's coming in as well to tempt us with the food and the beverages. Christina Lance, director of communications, will be with us, LPGA. Darren Sano, the PGA head professional, director of operations. He wears so many hats. He's going to explain to us just how he does that. He's here at Hawakale Country Club. And Mark Rolfing, analyst and commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Indeed. He'll be with us after this.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Mark, before we start talking about the beautiful Lotte, LPGA Lotte at Hawakale, it's going to be, just so we know this, partly to mostly cloudy on the windward and the mauka sections with some scattered showers, partly cloudy leeward with isolated showers, and the trade winds are down, I think, to 10 to 15. Now, high today is about 85, so it's going to be another hot one. My question is, how strong were those winds blowing yesterday?
Well, it appeared to me, I wasn't out there because our announce position is in the television compound right next to the clubhouse, so I didn't really get a sense of how windy it was, but it looked to me like it was down a little bit, not as strong as the first couple of days. The other thing yesterday was there was some adjustments made by the LPGA and Darren Sano and his crew and moved a couple of the tees up, which I really thought was a good decision at number 9. The par 3, and also at number 11, the par 5. I thought Hawakale played great yesterday. That was maybe my favorite round of all the rounds that we played at Hawakale for this event. The course looked magnificent. They were holding every putt they looked at yesterday. The greens are so good. And I think shortening a couple of those holes really helped.
Yeah, it looked great on television. This golf course is beautiful, and I think we need to give a little bit of credit to the guy who designed it. I remember years and years and years ago when Ernie Els was here talking about creating this golf course, and I asked him, what kind of sand are you going to use? And he just looked at me, talking about where that was going to come from. Because, that's important for the bunkers, right?
Yeah, it really is. Ernie's always been a bunker guy. He was maybe, I would say, top three bunker players I have ever seen. Most of those South Africans are really good out of the bunkers. But I came out to Hawakale with Ernie when he was first looking at doing the routing and everything out there. And it was pretty clear to me that the bunkers were going to be a big part of his design. And I'm not sure Darren can tell you how many there are out there, but I think there's over 100 easily. They're a big part of the design. And I think it looks great. It's a great test of golf. And I know the players love it.
There's 112.
There you go.
Yes. And there's 9 water features on the course that come into play on 13 of the 18 holes. So as they say, it's a beautiful and yet challenging golf course. And that really says it. It's a great course to play a championship event on because it does challenge. I mean, you can use... This is a long course. It's 7,413 yards from the back tees. Longest course in Hawaii. So if you really want to test your limits, you can come out here, but not this weekend. Maybe tomorrow. the regular tees measure 6,226 yards for the members wishing to have a relaxing round, you know, in these fabulous conditions out here at Hawakalei Country Club. It really is. And we're going to find out later about, you know, if you'd like to, how do you get to play here? Well, that's what we're going to find out as the show progresses. But right now we're talking with Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel. And it's really quite something to watch some of the rookies, the first-timers on the LPGA, who just happens... Yu Jin-sung is leading by a stroke in the LPGA Lotte presented by Hawakalei, a sponsor invite.
We haven't had a sponsor invite win on the LPGA in 10 years almost. You know, there are very few sponsor invites to these LPGA events, and Yu Jin got hers by winning the Lotte Open on the Korean LPGA last year, so that's how she got in. I will tell you, though, it's interesting, Danielle, for me, because early on with the Lotte Championship, my job was much harder coming from Augusta National and being so deeply entrenched in the Masters for a week. And then coming here, we have an early start to this tournament anyway. It starts on a Wednesday. And so the amount of preparation that I had to do to try to understand the games of some of the players that weren't necessarily the top players was a difficult task. It was hard work. But the LPGA has evolved so much that I have no qualms at all now about flying straight from Augusta and coming to this event, because all these players, the rookies, the players coming off these other tours, the Epson Tour, are such a different style player than we saw even a decade ago. On the LPGA, they're hitting the ball farther. They're playing more of a power game, and all around, they are just better players early on in their careers than they were a decade ago. So, it's made my job way easier, frankly.
Absolutely, and you know, I should have said something about that because when I, you know, you were at Augusta during the Masters all the way to Sunday, you flew out on Monday.
Yeah, I flew out on Monday, got here, and went out and took a look around on Tuesday just to get a sense. I knew it was going to be windy early on in the week, and I felt like the course was going to play tougher. But, you know, Hawakalei is a pretty traditional Ernie Els-style course. It's funny. I hear people grouse about the bunkers and say, wow, these bunkers are really hard. You know, back in the golden age of architecture in the 20s when Tillinghast and McKenzie and Donald Ross and everybody were designing courses, bunkers were meant to be hazards. And the top players in the world on every tour now are so used to having perfect lies in every bunker and bunkers that are easy to play out of, and the bunker stats are just off the chart. I don't know. I like it when the bunkers are tough, frankly. It puts way more of an emphasis on ball striking. Got to stay out of them.
You gotta stay out of them. Yes, we even those of us who don't play that well agree. Maybe we agree more than most. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, and NBC Sports, member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, 2012 PGA Distinguished Service Award recipient with his wife, Deb, and contributor to the book is called The Dad's Advice Project. And we're here at the LPGA Lotte, presented by Hawakalei. We're at Hawakalei Country Club, and I'm so pleased to have Mark Rolfing give us his insights because he's been covering this tournament from Wednesday on, and today is the final day. Today, why is that? It's Saturday.
Well, it's primarily because we have a Korean sponsor, and obviously with the LPGA in general, it is so popular in Korea. And all over Asia now that they want to have a live broadcast on Saturday from Hawaii. So it will be on Sunday in Korea. So that's the main reason. And The other thing you got to keep in mind is there's a major championship next week on the LPGA, and it's all the way in Houston, Texas. So it gives the players an extra day traveling going east from here.
Yes, the Chevron Championship is next week. That is quite a challenge. Looking at some of the, you know, people who would contend in the Chevron Championship, Brooke Henderson is doing a great job on this golf course. I'm sure you're keeping an eye on her.
I'm keeping an eye on Brooke Henderson. You know, she loves Hawaii so much. I've always felt, you know, really growing up in the game here, Danielle, as you and I both have, that attitude is such an important thing when the wind starts blowing. And I love Brooke Henderson's attitude. She feels great when she gets to Hawaii. She loves the people here. And she's always a factor. But I will tell you, my thought for today is that Georgia Hall is really going to be hard to beat. I thought she left a lot of shots out there yesterday. She didn't putt great. And she to me is the best player in that sort of group right at the top of the leaderboard. You look at what she's done. Her last eight final rounds on the LPGA Tour have all been in the 60s. She's finished second twice the last two events she's played in. I am looking for a breakout today from Georgia Hall. I think she wins.
Yeah, oh, nice. Okay. So Yuju Jung is number one. Grace Kim and Georgia Hall and Linnea Strom, they're tied for second. Lauren Hartledge is tied for fifth with Christina Kim, Nafa Hataoka, and Nathrita Vongtiplap. Now, my question to you is, were you surprised to see Christina Kim play so strong?
I said yesterday, I didn't know which was a bigger surprise to me, Christina Kim or Phil Mickelson last week, which was almost the surprise of my life in golf, that he could go out on Sunday and shoot 65 at Augusta National. But I think Christina Kim's performance this week has been equally impressive. You know, she's gravitating toward television in her career at this stage. She held together really well yesterday, I thought, Daniel. There were a couple of times where she could kind of let that round get away from her, but she didn't, and it's an amazing performance. I think it's going to be tough for her to go out and beat somebody like Georgia Hall today, but really, hats off to Christina. Great performance so far.
Absolutely. And Nafa Hataoka, she's a strong player. You think Georgia Hall can hold her back?
I do. Although I got to tell you, I've got a soft spot in my heart for Nafa because the HSJGA and First Tee, which of course, as you all know, is operating the driving range down at Alawai, just got engaged in the program with the LPGA called Girls Golf. And we have a chapter here in Hawaii now, down at the Alawai, and a week ago yesterday on Friday, before the tournament ever started at Hawakalei, Nafa came down there and did a clinic for all the girls that had signed up for the first ever girls golf clinic in Hawaii, and that thing sold out in 1 hour. Chris Noda told me that they sold out all the places, and Nafa was just great. So everybody down at Alawai today, I know, is rooting for Nafa.
You know, I wanted Chris to be on the show to talk about that clinic. It's, you know, it is really, really exciting to see the LPGA players come out and give their time and their energy to girls, just girls starting off in the game. Linnea Strom, do you know, she's been playing golf for a long time, it seems to me, and tied for 106, coming up to tied for second. What happened with her game?
I don't know. You know, sometimes you just find a little key where everything clicks. If you looked her up in the dictionary, her name, you might see the word perseverance after it. She has really hung in there. She's had some valleys in her career, definitely on the LPGA, but you know, sometimes that makes a player stronger, and she doesn't seem to have lost her good attitude through it all. This is a big day for her. She might not win this tournament, but even if she doesn't win, it's going to be really important for Linnea to stay in that top 10, to keep sort of moving forward, pushing forward, and even a finish in top 10 or hopefully like a top 5 finish, if she doesn't win, it'd be really, really helpful for her career.
Absolutely. I don't want to leave out Grace Kim, who was also on the CME start, you know, tied to 103, and now here she is tied for second. I mean, it's great, as you said, to see the really strong players. 10 years ago, when they came out of, whatever tour, whatever situation they came from, into the LPGA, they didn't have the games that the kids do now. And I can call them kids like you can, but forgive me, ladies. The ladies now just have so much grace. They have so much power. They have so much finesse. And they're so comfortable in their positions. It's perfect for young girls to see that kind of control, that kind of power that they possess. When you just see one of the golfers as she's walking, I was in the clubhouse or on the golf course, they carry themselves with such, it's just the stature is fabulous. And that's what I think girls need to see. It's great to see. So Grace Kim.
Yeah, I was watching the young Ty, Danielle, walk the wheel lap on the range. She's amazing to me. She's averaged about 300 yards off the tee here this week. She hits it a mile. But for so many of these players, and Grace Kim is one of them, I've got my eye on her today. It's going to be all about putting. She really did not putt very well the first 2 days. And yesterday she finally made some. I think she made 4 putts yesterday in like the 10-foot range, which she hadn't done at all the first couple of days. So it's amazing how that hole shrinks up on the final round day. But we'll see if Grace can get a few in. If she gets a few putts in early and gets some confidence with that putter, she would have a chance today.
Yeah, kind of like Colin Morikawa, you know?
That's a good comparison.
He was swinging so well, but he couldn't make him drop. You know, that's like so frustrating. And then just a note, the windy conditions here. Yoo Jin Sung, didn't she just come from a tournament she won that was super windy, even windier than here?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it was. It's interesting. Hawakalei, though, is so well designed that, the longer, more difficult holes tend to play downwind. It's really a good balance of holes. The thing that I like about Hawakalei, though, even when the wind is blowing, is the finish to me is just so fascinating. The last three holes, the two hardest holes on the course statistically, are 16 and 17, and then the 18th hole, the par 5, which plays downwind, is the easiest hole on the course. So it makes for an exciting finish every year. If you're within 3 shots of the lead coming to the 16th tee, you could still easily win this thing.
You make me smile. You make me excited about seeing it. Liu Monday qualified. Karen Stubbles Monday qualified. I learned all of this on television yesterday, watching Golf Channel. And Mark Rolfing Monday qualified for the Sony Open. I didn't know that, Mark.
That was the upset of all time. So it didn't quite work out for me the way it did for Karen Stubbles. But having said that, who knows? I might not have ever ended up in the TV booth.
And something else that I thought was really, I didn't know, Angela Stanford, the Angela Stanford Foundation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, she does a lot. Her mom died of cancer not too long ago, just a few years ago. And Angela is just a wonderful human being all in all and a great player. She's actually going to play next week in the Chevron Championship. But she is dipping her toe a little bit in the television world. Her equipment was having a little trouble yesterday, so she thought maybe we were engaging in some kind of rookie hazing because she was out there talking and nobody could hear. But we said, no, we wouldn't do that to you, Angela. But she really is a dedicated LPGA player and now TV person, and this foundation of hers is doing great, great work, a lot of it inspired by her mom's situation.
Yeah, I bet. Absolutely. Can we go to the Masters?
Let's do it.
I've been curious about, you know, the mix of the LIV golfers with the PGA Tour golfers. And there was a lot of talk about potential animosity. I somehow didn't think that the Augusta National would bring that out. What was your sense?
Well, there certainly is animosity, and that did not go away last week at Augusta National. It was still there. However, all of these players, whether you're on the LIV Tour or the PGA Tour, have so much respect for Augusta National, for the club, for the Masters Tournament, that they weren't going to misbehave. There was no possible way they were going to. And, of course, the LIV players in particular are looking for ways to keep getting in these major championships. So I think the tone was definitely mooted. I did talk with some of the players that were at the Champions Dinner on Tuesday night. Mickelson, from all accounts, didn't say much at all, kind of stayed to himself, was over at a corner of the table, maybe not a typical way Phil Mickelson would interact at a dinner like that. But the situation with LIV and the PGA Tour is not getting any better, I can tell you that. And until this lawsuit is resolved, I think there will be this animosity. You got to remember, when these guys' friends turn around and sue them, that doesn't make for keeping the relationship, you know, on the best of terms. So somehow this thing has got to get resolved. And I have a hunch that we may be heading toward getting some resolution. I'll bet you a year from now, it's not the same situation as we have right now.
Well, I'm going to side with you. I'll take the bet. And now, question on Brooks Koepka. I mean, there was, 54 holes is all, quote unquote, they play. 72 holes is what you've got to pull off. That's four, it's a long, long time. It's another day. The conditions were very difficult with the rain and the cold. Do you think just playing 54 holes impacted Brooks on that final round?
Yes, you can make an argument of that. I think more important than the 54 holes is the fact when you have a shotgun start and you're leading a tournament or within a shot or two, when you have a shotgun start and all the leaders aren't going out in progression, it changes that dynamic of the pressure on the final round. You don't have the player, who's in the next to the last group, chasing that you can watch him in front of you necessarily. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But a shotgun start can create so much uncertainty around the course that you can have players all over the place that have gotten themselves into contention that you wouldn't really know. However, you would if they were at the end of the round on a single tee start for a normal finish to a tournament. Having said that, I thought the first shot of the day set the tone for Brooks. He hit a little pop-up to the left. It was so far left, it ended up over in the ninth fairway. And it looked to me like that kind of, I wouldn't say it rattled him, but he looked really confused as to what had happened, and they got out there and they couldn't figure out what to do. And he just did not play a good final round. He is really healthy, though. I loved the way his swing looked. His left knee is strong again. And I think we're going to hear a little bit more from Brooks Koepka. I wouldn't be surprised to see him contend again at Oak Hill, which is a golf course that's right up his alley here at the PGA.
Right on. And then Tiger. I mean, there's some things that have been written about screws popping through his skin. It's like, did you get a chance to talk to him about his situation?
No, I didn't. I'm going to plan on it sometime in the next month or so. At Augusta, it's really hard to get close to the players, and we're on so early in the morning that we get there way before they do. I don't know. I watched Tiger, and I thought to myself, how many more times are we going to see him play competitively? It doesn't seem to me like too many. I know he's a proud man. I know he still thinks he can win. He can hit the shots. He's got a lot better chance at the Open Championship, let's say at Royal Liverpool, which is a pretty flat links course, than he does at Augusta National. I think Augusta is going to be one of the most difficult places if he decides to keep trying to play competitively.
Absolutely. Just walking that course myself, I was surprised to see just how intense it is to walk up that hill. You know, it's just, there's so many of those. Yes. So I loved what Tiger said when he said, you know, I've only got 3 more years and then I can ride a cart. I think he was thinking about the Champions Tour.
I think he's teasing us a little bit. I mean, seriously, Danielle, do you see Tiger Woods going out on the Champions Tour and playing in 2 pro-am days every week? No. I just don't see him doing that.
Well, yes, he would tease us, wouldn't he? Okay, so you are fabulous. Is there anything that I left on the table that you wanted to talk about?
No, but I just would like to give a shout-out to Darren Sano and everybody at Hawakalei. They've done a fabulous job, and it's a great presentation for the best players in the world on the LPGA right now. It looks great on TV, and that's not the easiest thing to do when you've got normal play pretty much right up until tournament week. So it's a big juggling act for everybody there at Hawakalei, and they've done a great job and are making our islands very proud.
And he thanks you very much for that, very much. He's going to be on next. Mark Rolfing, analyst and commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Thank you for being in the clubhouse here at Hawakalei.
All right. Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Darren Sano is the head professional. He's also director of operations at Hawakalei Country Club, and he's up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwale. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is up?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Darren Sano, PGA head professional and director of operations at Hawakalei Country Club. I can't say welcome into the clubhouse because this is your clubhouse. I usually always say welcome into the clubhouse. From Ko'olau to Kapolei to Hawakalei. Darren, you've been like on so many different golf courses.
Yeah, I have. I mean, started my career almost 20 years ago at Ko'olina and then kind of worked my way up, and now I'm here.
Now you're here. And yeah. What's it like being the head professional and the director of operations?
It's great. I love my job. I have a lot of fun. Especially with all the members out here.
Yeah.
I love it here.
So if they want, you know, if they're having a hard day on the golf course, then they can kind of pull you aside and say, please help.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Really?
I do a lot of lessons for the members as well. So. Yeah.
Oh, good. So it's not your head professional. You're still involved in teaching.
Oh, yes.
What's one of the one things that keeps popping up for you to deal with for your players?
For the players, I mean, most times they have a lot of trouble with making good contact with the ball, and the ball is going all over the place. Most of the time it's a big slice off to the right.
Is that everybody's problem?
Yeah, majority, I'd say.
Me too.
Yeah. I'd say at least 75% of the players.
So what's the fix?
It all depends on the student. We have to take a look at their golf swing and then make adjustments from there. It could be the grip. It could be their path. But once we get that corrected, I mean, they're happy.
That's wonderful. I mean, that, you know, for you to be able to point something like that out, and when you're standing next to me, you can show me the grip, and now I take a picture of it, because it's happened to me before when somebody's shown me the grip, right? And then when I try to do it, it's like, am I doing it right? Did I?
Yeah, that's exactly true for a lot of students, too. Yes. Yeah, they kind of revert back to what feels comfortable to them. But like I tell them, it's like if you hold it there consistently all the time, then it'll start getting comfortable for you.
Right. And what is it about it that we hold it in a way, we like, you know, recreational golfers, because I frankly don't have time to play that much and my body says you can't. What is it about the grip that makes it uncomfortable to hold it the way we're supposed to hold it?
Well, a lot of what I find out is a lot of students tend to hold it a lot in their palms, where they should hold it lower down in the fingers.
In the fingers.
Yeah. So it's easier for them to get their wrist action, their coming through the ball better.
Right. Yeah. So when they talk about he's got great hands, it's really he's got great fingers.
Yeah, exactly. Because where does all your feel come, right? Come from?
Right.
It's all in your fingers.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Doesn't that help? That helps me a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. You went to Oregon State.
Yes. Definitely. Beaver. Go Beavs.
Go Beavs. Did you play golf there?
Did not. Yeah, unfortunately, wasn't good enough. Tried out for the team. At that time, they had a top 20 program. Wasn't good enough to play for them. But,
and you got into golf because?
Well, my dad played golf, so started playing golf when I was 12. Started up with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association.
Right on.
Yeah.
You've been with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, too?
Yeah.
Wow. That isn't that wonderful? Kids, moms, dads, yes. You've got to knock and say, we want to go in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What did you like about it as a kid?
What I liked about it is the camaraderie. The friends I have now, they're lifetime friends. I mean, all over, they're all in different industries now, but we're still friends. We talk story all the time about different things, their families. And so, you know, that's always great.
And how many doors has golf opened for you?
Oh, I don't know how many to count. I mean, so many. I've met so many great people in this golf industry from all over the world, as well as all over locally, all these business people. No, I don't know how many doors.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you another question about golf. It's always an interesting controversy. Is it a sport or is it a game?
Oh. it's definitely a sport.
I think so,
It is a sport, yeah.
Yes, I think they're athletes.
Yes, exactly. You have to be.
You have to be an athlete. Otherwise, how can you control all these muscles?
Yes, there's moving parts. I mean, you get hundreds of muscles moving all over the place trying to get this, you know, this
little tiny ball that's not doing anything.
Exactly. So definitely a sport.
You know, I love catching a baseball.
Yes.
There's something wonderful about catching a football.
Yeah.
You know, and running for it and reacting to it.
Yes.
It's just sitting there.
Yes.
It's
it is, but it's still a very reactionary sport. Yes.
And that's the part that's difficult for the brain to grasp, I think. You know, it's like reacting. I'm not reacting to it. You know, it's just there. So, but, yeah, it's something that you just have to kind of change your whole thought process. And your body needs to become accustomed.
Exactly.
And it's not something that you can do overnight, and that's just the way it is. So when you are out cruising around, which golf course, besides this one, of course, you always want to play here.
Uh-huh.
But are there other places that you recommend? I'm not sure a beginner would be comfortable here. Where would you send somebody who's just kind of getting into it?
No, I mean, out here would be great.
Really?
Because it is, it's always in good shape. The course is always fabulous. If it's too difficult, we'll play from further up. You know, I'll take some kids out. We'll play from the fairway. You know, so.
Oh, you're so wonderful.
Yeah.
Because that's what I say.
Just try to make it fun for everybody.
To me, the idea that people think that, okay, I've got to start right from here, even though I know I can't hit much more. You know, it's going to take me 3 times to get to that destination. Yeah, that makes people feel so much better. We need to stop down and take a commercial break. Can you stay with us?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, fantastic. We're going to come back. We're talking with Darren Sano, PGA Head Professional Director of Operations, Hawakalei Country Club. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. Compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned. What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style. Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, 3 fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Darren Sano, PGA Head Professional and Director of Operations at Hawakalei Country Club, where we're enjoying the morning as they get ready to tee off for the final round of the LPGA Lotte right here at Hawakalei. If you want to come down and enjoy a great round of golf and watch how these incredible women perform on the golf course and probably learn something, yo, guys, this is the deal. You don't hit it any further than they do. So what they do, in fact, they're probably hitting it farther than you do.
Some of them, yes.
Am I right?
Yes, some of them hit it pretty far.
Yes. So don't you find that, you know, men should actually take more advice from the women golfers in how to approach?
Yeah, definitely, because you see some of these women golfers, how small they are and how far they can hit it. So, you know, they're very technically strong, you know, and fundamentally solid. So that's the whole part of the game.
Right. Exactly. And to try to, do a Brooks Koepka, you know, they or any of the guys, or Colin Morikawa, who spend goodness knows how many hours in the gym in addition to practicing on the putting green and on the range and wherever else you can practice. We just don't do that. How can we compare and say, I'm gonna play like him?
Yeah, exactly, because a lot of these women have all fitness trainers out here. They're in the gym quite a bit, so you see some of them, they're in great shape.
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah,
very strong.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, golfing, and you said you weren't good enough in college to make the team,
correct,
even though you started when you were 12.
Yes.
So I was just enthralled. RBC, of course, Heritage, is underway on the PGA Tour. And Jimmy Walker is an amazing story.
Former Sony champion.
Exactly.
Awesome. Yes.
Right? Former Sony champion. I think five or six times he's won on the PGA Tour. Uh-huh. Come to the point where he says, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And then he gets in to the RBC Heritage on almost a fluke. And he's leading.
Yes.
65-65.
That's awesome. Yes.
Wonderful story.
Yeah, it is a great story.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially, I mean, he's a little bit past his prime, but he's still performing well. But that just shows you how good a lot of these players are. They can shoot 65 any day of the week.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. And that probably any day of the week is easier than the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of a tournament,
yes,
right? Now, what happens when you're under that kind of tournament pressure?
I've just played a lot of local tournaments, state opens out here.
That's enough.
Yeah, there's always pressure standing on the first tee box. You get a little nervous. I've never won anything, but it's still a lot of nerves when you start off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you control them?
Practice breathing, try to focus on my routine.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll breathe now.
Yeah. There you go.
Funny what a little oxygen will do for you,
oh,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you just take it in deep, and then all of a sudden your whole system just sort of
calms
down,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of trying to control it,
yes,
which is probably the worst thing you can do,
yes,
because the more you try to control it, the less you can control it,
and the more nerves there are.
And the more nerves
there
are.
Yes, exactly.
And seeing Keegan Bradley start off with a 73, then a 67, then a 64.
Wow.
Right.
Didn't see that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So a 64 for Keegan after kind of, you know, like up and down, doing so well in the very beginning and being so self-confident.
Uh-huh.
It looked like he, you know, I saw him when he was coming off Kapalua,
yeah,
during the Century Tournament of Champions.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him a question. He had a difficult round, and he didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And so he was very, whoa. And I was, whoops. Didn't think I asked a bad question. But there's so much emotion. So we've got the nerves of the body just doing this. And then there's the emotional part when you get upset with yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know, that what people say, don't talk bad in your mind.
Yes.
How do we fix that in people?
Well, that's hard sometimes, but we just got to try and enforce positivity, especially for some of my students, trying to enforce the positive things they do. Some just look at all the bad things, but I tell them, look at, you know, the positivity of it, and you do more positive things than negative, so why are you just focusing on a small percentage?
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because I know that our internal voice, and I had a guest on the show talk about this, your voice knows you better than anyone.
Exactly.
So if somebody says you're doing a great job, the internal voice is going, you just don't know.
Yeah.
I know all the flaws.
Yes. Some people think like that, yes.
Yes. Well, it's true. And then it just kind of, you know, it either makes you want to get better.
Yes.
Or it you become defeatist.
Yes, correct. You know, like some of them, especially like Keegan Bradley example, I mean, just one little swing thought could just turn his round around, turn his game around. All of a sudden, it starts clicking, and then 64.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, understanding your students, both their physical capabilities and their emotional, psychological aspects, that I'm not that you're playing with their psychology or a psychologist,
uh-huh,
but that's important, too, to understand how they react.
Yes, definitely, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's a lot. You're a PGA.
Yes, I am.
How long did it take to become a professional, a PGA?
A Class A? It took me about 7 years.
Yep. And what does it entail? I don't think people understand.
Oh, no, it's a process. It's just like going to school, except this is self-study instead of somebody in front of the classroom teaching you. So it entails a lot about, you know, business management.
Business management,
cart fleet management, food and beverage management. Yeah, it's a whole deal. It's like going to school again.
It's like a business school.
Exactly. That's basically what it is.
But it has golf.
Correct. Yeah.
But then you have to test out on these different things, right?
Yes.
But you also have to test out in golf?
Yes.
So what kind of tests do they put you through?
Well, they put you through a 36-hole playing ability test prior to you having to register into the PGA program. So depending on the golf course, you have to shoot a certain score to get into the program.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, so that's like an admission requirement. You have to test through this 36 holes, have the proper score.
Yes.
And then you can go to the school.
Yes. You have to have a certain score to pass.
Right.
But if you shoot one round of, they call it qualifying score, which is close enough, they feel that they'll let you register, but you cannot be a Class A until you actually pass the 36-hole test.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
It's not easy becoming a PGA.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, yeah.
Yeah. You've got to really love it. You've been wonderful. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse here.
No,
you're going to stick around?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, good.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. I've learned a lot, and I know everybody else has too. So I'm wondering if we've lost Megan Motes. Megan.
There she is. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Darren. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwelei. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Megan Motes is Food and Beverage Director at Hawakalei Country Club. This is where we are. We're coming to you live from the Hawakalei Country Club. It is the final round of the LPGA Lotte Championship. And what is the first thing you want to do when you come off a golf course? I mean, really. Okay, maybe not the first thing because you got to go use the restroom. That's the first thing we all got to do. The second thing is you want to eat.
Yes.
You want to drink.
Yes.
So, Megan, you probably have your hands full making sure that you have everything that they want to eat and drink.
Yep, that we do. So we work together as a team. We have two executive chefs, myself and my assistant, Mike. and we all work together to make sure that we keep them full and keep them
drinking happy and tummy full.
Yes
and,
exactly.
And so everybody is walks away smiling. Funny how that works, isn't it? Because you can have a lousy day on the golf course. Mm-hmm. As long as the 19th hole is a fun experience, you want to come back.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, we have a great 19th hole.
You have a great 19th hole. What? You have two executive chefs.
Yes, we have two executive chefs.
Do they specialize in two different types of cuisine?
We do, yes. So Chef Kosaka takes care of the Japanese side, the Japanese types of dishes, and then we have Executive Chef John Neff, and he takes care of the rest of the menu.
Ah, and so what is his forte? What does he like to cook?
He does a lot of fusion type of dishes, local fusion.
Local fusion? Oh, so you can come here, and can you give me just what his favorite is or what something that on the menu that you can think of?
Well, a lot of our members like our poo-poo menu now. So we have a spicy garlic chicken that's really good, char siu chicken fried rice.
Oh, wow.
Really good things. Nice to share after a round of golf.
Yeah. Okay. And what is what are some of the Japanese dishes?
So we have, well, especially this week because we have a lot of different clientele coming in than we normally do. A lot of our menu is a fusion of Korean, Japanese, and then a little bit of local flair in there as well.
Wow. Yeah, so they're creating as they go?
Well, no, they plan the menu ahead of time, but
sure.
Yes.
But, I mean, knowing what's coming up, they're creating new things.
Yes, they created new things. So these are different things than we normally have on our menu.
Well, that's exciting for the chef.
It is, yes.
You know, it's...
Nobody wants to be stuck in one lane.
No, you've got it. It's an art.
Yes, for
and
sure.
And so you let the artist go.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, pairing it with the right wine or the right beverage.
Yes. So I have a really good relationship with a lot of my vendors. And so we work together as a team to make sure we have a good menu that fits all palates.
Wow. So do you have a wine cellar?
Well, it's not necessarily a cellar. It's a wine wall. If you haven't been into a restaurant, I'll take you there later. Might be my favorite place of the restaurant.
Right. Yes. It's a wonderful thing to see.
It's actually a beautiful display inside of our restaurant, so you should come check it out afterwards.
Yes, I would love to. Okay, and do people have parties here?
We do. That's actually one of my fortes. We do a lot of special events. We work together, do weddings. We have some graduation parties. We just did a bridal shower right before this. We're about to do their meet and greet right after this.
Which meet and greet? The bridal parties?
It's for both families coming together to the island. Yeah.
So they waited between Lotte?
Yeah.
You got married? And then
business never ends.
I love it. What planning? Actually, it gives both families time to settle down after the wedding and then come together and have another party. That's kind of fun. And so do members only have those kinds?
So this is a member private club.
Right.
So we do have sponsorships, so they can have their friends come here and, you know, they can sponsor events for their friends as well.
Oh, that's great. So if you know somebody.
Yes. You got to know the right people.
Is it hard to become a member?
Well, right now, I believe most of our memberships are at capacity. Sarah Civil will be able to talk a little bit more about that. But we do have a dining membership, which allows you access to our restaurant only, that doesn't have access to the pool and to the course.
Yeah, but you can come and have that delicious food from either chef.
Yes, of course.
And the wine wall.
The delicious wine, yes.
And all those wonderful amenities.
Yes.
Well, that'd be nice, especially on this side in Eva. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of fine dining experience.
It almost feels like you're kind of in a secluded area.
Yes.
You don't really feel like you're in Eva Beach here.
Oh, no. It's beautiful. I mean, the Eva Plain is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize how beautiful it is.
You have to go a little deeper into Eva Beach for that.
Yes. Yeah, it's just beautiful. So, is there anything that I'm leaving? Do you play golf? You're wearing a golf shirt.
I play. Do I play well? No, not at all.
Well, that takes a lot of us. And we have someone coming over here saying, do you need to go?
I'm not too sure.
No.
I think she's counting the snort.
Nothing like having a friend egging you on.
Oh, to make it worse.
Oh, Megan Motes, Food and Beverage Director, Hawakalei Country Club. You're a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're coming back, and hopefully she'll be in the clubhouse real soon so that we can continue our conversation. Sarah Silva, Marketing Manager, Hawakalei Country Club, will be with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Breaking news! If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay. First off, we're going to have a partly to mostly cloudy sky for the Windward and Mauka sections. That is mostly Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, Lanai. And then partly sunny or partly cloudy, depending on your point of view. On the leeward side, with isolated showers, the trades are 10 to 15, and the highs between 80 and 85, so it's going to be hot. And we're going to have on the windward side of the Big Island, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Leeward will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon with isolated to scattered showers. So a little bit of rain, the trades are with them, 5 to 15. A little bit of rain, a little bit of sun. And if you've been listening to the show and you're thinking, you know, I really should go play a round of golf. What's wrong with me? Why haven't I gotten out? Or maybe I should go take a lesson. First off, let me give you some tee times. A Volcano Golf Club, there's a 9:20. Makalei has a 9:10 or a 10:26. Poipu, the Lonely Boys are heading out to play. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 10:20 and a 10:50. There's Turtle Bay with a 10:24 and an 8:36. But I, you know, that's cutting it close. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:16 and a 10:20. Makaha East has a 10:12 and a 10:30. And Wailea Gold has an 8:50. Oh, make that an 11 o'clock. I'm sorry, that's an 11. Emerald has a 9:20 and the Blue Course a 12:10. And Maui Nui has a 10:10. Remember, if you're going to play up at Volcano, you'll probably still need a jacket. It was 56 degrees at 6:30 this morning. All right, in the clubhouse, We have Sarah Silva. She's the marketing manager, Hawaka Lake Country Club. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Mrs. Tucker. I appreciate it.
It's Miss.
Miss Tucker. Oh, there you go, guys.
So, as a marketing manager, I mean, this is a club, right?
Yes, ma'am. And fully private.
Fully private. So, if this is a fully private, what are you marketing?
So, I'm membership and marketing manager. We market, you know, we used to have memberships available. Recently, we just sold out of all of our memberships. So, yeah, I would say right after the new year, our full memberships, our local resident and non-resident, sold out. Our dining membership is the only membership that does have availability,
wow.
But that's only access to the restaurant.
Right.
And the different events that they host for our members. They got different theme nights, different food options and stuff like that that they bring the members out to.
So would we be able, if I were just a dining member, would I be able to come to these theme nights, or is that for members only?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's for them.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
definitely
for them?
For them. And it's a good way to network and meet full members, and you know, they can be a guest of a full member and play golf if they're also golfers.
Right. That's how you get in.
Network, yeah. The social aspect, definitely.
Yeah. How many memberships are there?
We have a little over 500 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the full
That's
membership.
Memberships.
Full memberships.
Yeah.
Are there plans to expand, or would they prefer to keep it private?
Oh, no, we prefer to keep a capacity on it just due to tee time availability.
Sure.
You know, we don't want to pack the tee sheet too much. Yeah, they want to make sure that members are still have availability to book tee time.
Do the members have a say in how many members there are?
No, this is a privately owned, so it's not run. It's not owned by the members.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. I mean, it must be fun to work here.
Oh, yeah. I love this place. I mean, the golf course, in my opinion, best on the island. Toughest on the island, that's for sure.
Yeah, Ernie.
Yeah.
Ernie built it.
The culture is good here. We got memberships that, you know, it's retired people, but also the younger aspiring golfers that like the challenge. So they do come out. You get the younger guys in their 30s that come out here and golf.
Yes, right on. And do you golf?
I try. I try my best, yeah.
Do you take lessons?
No. I'm a self, you know, self-instructed. Yeah, self-instructed.
Do you know, in golf, that sounds absolutely crazy.
It is. You know, I've asked, you know, Darren Sotto, our
yes.
golf guy, to take
yes.
me out. And he's giving me some pointers, yeah, but I'm like a, you know, focused, and I got to hone in. I actually don't have a lot of time to get out on the course as much as I want to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's...
That's the problem most of us have.
A lot of...
Like,
them,
we're working.
I know. How do we find the time, right? You know, the Saturday mornings are the best, and here we are on the radio show. That's tough. But, yeah.
So, is there, if you had a message, see, I thought maybe you don't really, you know, come on down. No.
Yeah, we're full. We're full. We have a wait list. We do have a wait list.
Oh.
I'll say it's getting to be pretty long at this point, but, hey, you never know.
Yeah, yeah.
Better to be on it than not.
And if I know somebody and I get on the wait list, can that somebody help me get higher on the wait list?
There we go, guys. You'd have to know Miss Tucker to get that kind of pool.
Oh, my goodness. You're much fun. Megan Motes, food and beverage director, was talking about you. She said I'd have fun with you.
Yeah.
Sarah Silva, marketing manager, Hawaka Lake Country Club. Thank you so much.
Ma'am, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully you get some sunset golf in after this show.
I doubt it. But hopefully.
Yeah, there's always hope.
Yes, we're going to talk with Christina Lance, Director Communications, LPGA. We are KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
In the clubhouse now, I am so proud to say Christina Lanz, Director of Communications, LPGA, has joined me at the LPGA Lotte Hawakale, of course, presented by Hawakale. We're at Hawakale, which was designed and created by Ernie Els, and it's been a fabulous 3 days of tournament play. Christina, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. Happy to be here.
It's really something how the leaderboard has stacked up with your sponsor exemption at the top of the leaderboard starting off now. And Nasa Hataoka, she's not even that close, but she's close. It's pretty tight, isn't
it?
Yeah,
we've got a great spread of players up there. You said it yourself, from Eugene Sung, KLPGA player at the top of the leaderboard right now. But then right after her, you've got a bunch of great storylines. You've got someone like Georgia Hall, who hasn't finished outside the top 15 yet this season, coming in on two straight top two finishes, runner-up finishes. Grace Kim, who's a rookie from Australia, graduate of the Epson Tour, Linnea Strom from Sweden, Lauren Hartledge. We're pretty sure if she were to win, she'd be just the second player from Kentucky to ever win an LPGA Tour event. And then someone to like Christina Kim, who we all know and love, who was raving about Ernie Els and certainly the OGA apparel girl, trying to get her first win in 8 years. So we've got a lot of great storylines coming up.
She's happy.
Yes.
I mean, that's great to see.
She is. She's talked about that a lot this week. She kind of made a lot of changes in her life. She moved from Orlando to a little farther north in Florida, so a new home base, a new course, close to a good friend of hers who plays full-time on the Epson Tour. She's out here in Hawaii, which she loves. She's mm-hmm. got the head of OGA apparel on her bag. And, I mean, I'm rooting for everybody. I root for everybody, don't get me wrong. But I got to say, if we had a winner's picture with a guy with a 6-inch mohawk, I wouldn't be sad about that. Golf is for everybody, right?
Golf is for everybody, absolutely. And she has a personality.
She does. And yes. We're about the same age. I got a few years on her, but I love to say do it for the grown-ups. I love seeing when she does well and when Stacey Lewis does well. But
right.
On the other hand,
you've got 22-year-old Eugen who's got an opportunity to change her life this week. And same thing with Sim, another one of our rookies who tied for fifth. Or Bailey Tardy, she's an amazing story. She's tied for ninth right now. She went two straight years where she missed graduating from the Epson Tour to the LPGA Tour by maybe about $100. And she's finally made it. This is the first time she's made the cut at an LPGA event. And now a lot of players have an opportunity to get a good paycheck, to get a good jump in their points for the season and really, really give them a good kickstart.
That, yes, and that is so critical. The purse is, this is a $2 million purse, over $300,000 to the winner. And how, I know the LPGA is actively working on expanding the numbers, and I know people say, yeah, it was $2 million, but it, considering the price, what does it cost a year for a woman to travel to various destinations?
A lot of it depends. I can't give you exact numbers.
Of course not.
A lot of it depends on what size of team a player chooses to have around her. We at the LPGA, we provide physio services as part of your membership. Some of our players choose to bring their own private physio along. It depends the relationship you have with your caddy and various things, how much of your family comes along with you. But you've got to be clearing probably at least $100,000 on the season to be thinking about breaking even, and that's hoping you've got good management that can get some additional sponsorships on top of that, some additional opportunities. That's why we tell one of the great things that comes out of our pro-ams. A prime example, Jasmine Sawanapura was playing in our Tournament of Champions pro-am a couple of years ago. We have a lot of celebrities at that event, but she was playing with Toby Keith and his wife, and his wife began the golf apparel company Swing Dish.
Yes.
They hit it off in the pro-am, and now Jasmine wears Swing Dish. So that's, she doesn't have to worry about her clothes.
Yes.
All because of the connection she made at a pro-am. So we tell the players, talk to the people in your pro-am company. You never know what's going to come out of it.
Exactly.
So it's not inexpensive. If you come to an event like this, it's a long flight. We do work with partners and others to provide stipends when we can. All of our Asia events are all expenses covered by the tournament, but those are limited field, usually about 80 players, usually the top of the playing list, top of the priority list. So, as you said, it's we're trying our best to elevate these playing opportunities at great courses like this one this week and where we're going next week for the Chevron, but also building in a lot of that shoulder programming around it to make it a better experience. And that's something our commissioner, Molly Marcuse-Simon, is really focused on. The first chunk she's taking is that top 100 and making sure our top 100 players earn enough money, get enough recognition, get enough partnerships where they can easily make a living on here. Then you take the next chunk, then you take the next chunk until we can say we're elevating the entire tour.
Exactly. So the Epson Tour has something to strive for.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. And we've seen huge growth on the Epson Tour over the last 2 years since Epson came on as the official title of that. For example, the 10 players who qualify to the LPGA Tour every year from the Epson Tour. Bailey Tardy, who I was just talking about, she wears Epson on her shoulder.
Oh.
And that's something they said, every player who comes out, we're going to give you a partnership to help start that career. We don't want to get you there. We want to help keep you on that journey.
Wow.
Yes.
That's the commitment that you're looking for from your partners.
Exactly. That it's not just, yes, it's about tee signs, and yes, it's about the chairman's message. That's very important, and we're very thankful to all of that. But finding those opportunities to help with to find a viable, nice hotel that's a great place to stay for a week, a great place for the players to retreat, but isn't outrageously expensive. To find opportunities like this, that's more than just what happens on the golf course.
Yeah. And
because they've got to have a place to go back at night and decompress so that they can get back out here and do it all again tomorrow.
How many host families do you have for the tours?
It varies from market to market. I was speaking with someone here who's been staying with a host family for a while. At a lot of our more established events here, Portland, Toledo, a lot of those places where we've been going for years. I know Brittany Lincecum has stayed. I think she's changed now that she's got two kids, but she stayed with the same host family for like 10, 15 years.
Wow.
In Toledo. I've seen pictures from our event in
in Arkansas, Paula Creamer posts a picture with the daughter from her host family every year. And when she started, the daughter was up to her waist. Now she's playing like senior level golf. It's great to see those stories. And again, financially, that does balance out. Then the next week when we're going someplace new and you have to go to a hotel, you have that opportunity.
That's great. It's great. How do you become a host family?
You have to go through a an application with the tournament and with the LPGA. There's some background to make sure we're keeping everybody safe.
Yes.
But that's definitely something if anyone's interested, and they could reach out to the tournament staff and get more information on that.
Get with the people from Lotte here. Right on. Okay. You spoke of Chevron just for a second. So the Chevron Championship is coming up. And for people who don't pay that much attention, what's the Chevron Championship?
The Chevron Championship, we've got a lot of people who say to me, well, it's always going to be the Dyna, it's always going to be the Craft, it's always going to be the... And yes, we 100% love and appreciate where we came from, but the Chevron Championship is our first major of the year. A lot of people do recognize it as the Dyna Shore, the Craft Nabisco was the ANA inspiration until 2 years ago. Chevron came in as an amazing title partner, immediately elevated the purse to $5 million, immediately picked up a lot of that external outside the rope elevation for our players. And this is the first year that we've moved from Palm Desert to the Woodlands, Texas, to the club at Carlton Woods, really excited about a new opportunity. Still figuring out working on the traditions. We know there was the jump into Poppy's Pond, which was always so important. We want to make sure we're still honoring that without making it feel forced.
Yeah.
We are on a pond. I mean, as some people will tell you, it's kind of a dank little Texas lake. but there will be some water on 18. But I'm looking at our website right here. Our slogan for the week is Stars Are Bright Here. The stars are bright in Texas.
Yes.
So there's a bunch of us, myself included, getting on red eyes tonight and tomorrow, heading straight there. But it's an opportunity to lift that beautiful cup and add your name to a list of major champions. And it's, like I said, it pushed back a few weeks. We used to be actually 2 weeks prior to Lotte. Now it's the week following. So that's actually, we've got, I believe the number is 28 players who've made the cut this week who are not yet in next week's field. And the field for next week goes final once we're done here. So we have a number of players who not only are they playing for a win or playing for that purse here, they're playing for a spot in the major.
In a major championship, the Chevron Championship.
Exactly. For example, I mean, I look at our top 10 here. Eugene is not a member. If she were to win and accept membership, she could play next week. Grace Kim is not in next week's field. Lauren Hartledge is not in next week's field. Sim, who's tied for fifth, Bailey, not in next week's field. So with a strong finish, they're going to get enough priority points to jump up the list and quite possibly get in.
And Christina Kim?
Christina, also not in next week's field.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was surprised that she lost her card.
Yeah, she will admit she's had struggles. Her game isn't where she's wanted it to be. She is. I'm always so proud of her, of what she speaks about, her mental struggles and what it's taken for her to get back to the game.
Yep.
But she really seems to be in a good place personally and mentally, and that's what works for her. And if we could get her back in a major, we'd all love to see it.
Yes, absolutely. And what I love about the game now and the people in the game, they're not afraid. So many of them are actually, you know, confiding that there are problems that I have that I can't say it's my body.
Absolutely.
Body is my mind, and right now my mind isn't participating with my body.
Exactly. And it's not just players who you think are struggling toward the bottom of the leaderboard. I've talked to some of our players who, yes, they understand the blessing of being in the top 10 in the world or the blessing of being number one in the world, but the additional focus and pressure that comes with that is something you and I will never understand.
Exactly.
I'm good at my job. I'm not that good at my job. we have a partnership with a sports psychologist at the LPGA. We have partnership with Headspace and Talkspace, which are some online-based mental health options. And certainly we have a lot of players who work with mental coaches or make sure they've got someone who travels with them so they have someone they can talk to.
Someone they trust.
Exactly, and it is a beautiful development, both in the game and just the world in general,
life.
That
yes.
that these things that once were taboo to talk about are now acceptable.
Yeah, I just needed to check. You know, we have 10 more minutes. Time flies when you're having fun. So in addition to the Chevron Championship next week, we've got the, and we were talking about this in, I don't know, January, February, March, you know, LPGA. I mean, the PGA Tour is this is the one. When's the LPGA going to start? Well, when you guys start playing, you have to be rested.
Exactly. We had a little bit of a stop and start earlier this year. We got to our Tournament of Champions, got through that week, and then we're like, okay, what's next? 3 week break. Okay. And for those of us, myself included, who weren't going on the Asia swing, it was an even longer stretch.
Yeah.
But then we came off the Drive On Championship and then straight to the DIO Implant LA Open in Los Angeles. Week off for that little tournament down in Georgia. and now we hit the road running, and we only have one or two off weeks, really, between now and August.
Yeah.
We keep busy.
You do. I mean, we've got the Chevron, the International Crown, the KPMG, the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, Evian Championship, way over there, I like to call it Switzerland.
We do fly into Switzerland, but yes. Then they drive us across the border back to France.
AIG Women's in that little country, UK. Solheim Cup. So CME Group Championship then, you know. But, I mean, just having the International Crown and the Solheim Cup in 1 year, what kind of challenges has that presented?
If you could see the state of my inbox, you would know the challenges that has presented. We're really excited to get the International Crown back. That was something, it was supposed to be played in 2020, but the pandemic got in the way of that, and had to do some logistical changes on the inside, but we're so excited to get Hanwha now on board with that and a ticket to TPC Harding Park. I was out there in October for our kickoff event, and it's just going to be a spectacular venue. We've locked in our 8 countries. We've locked in our 32 players, and we've got some of the best of the best. We've got Nelly and Lexi and Danielle and Jin Young and Minji and Ataya, and it's a great list. We're really excited about that. Then we all get on a red eye that night and fly all the way across the country to New Jersey and play the Cognizant Founders Cup, which is kind of our players.
Yes.
That's where we celebrate the past, present, and future of the game. This will be our first Founders where we don't, well, technically our second. It was during Lotte a year ago that we lost Shirley Spork, and we were getting ready to head to the Founders not long after that. So that was the first time we didn't have any of the Founders there with us. There is still one living. She's unfortunately unable to travel. So this will be the first time we're really having a Founders without
a
Founders present. But we have great pioneers that we're celebrating, and Betsy King and Pia Nilsson. We're really celebrating girls' golf, and we're right on the cusp of getting the millionth girl through the girls' golf program.
Wow. And we have one here now.
Yes, we're so excited. We kicked that off last week with Nasa Hataoka. We were so excited about that. So we'll be celebrating all of that, and then we just keep going. We go to speaking of Solheim, we have Stacey Lewis, our captain, here this week. It seems like every week I'm filming something new with her, prepping for Solheim Cup. But I was with her on.
Isn't she a mom?
Yes. Chesney's here too, her daughter. Chesney goes everywhere with her. Chesney already has her red, white, and blue ready for Solheim Cup week. Chesney has a lot of moms and dads out here. She's particularly fallen in love with several of our players. But I had the chance to go with Stacey on a site visit to Finca Cortezin last year, and it's just spectacular on the southern coast of Spain, up on a hill. On a clear day, you see Morocco.
Wow.
She played a couple rounds on the course, got some idea of what it looked like, and then we decided, well, we're not going to have time to do anything fun during tournament week. So we actually took a morning and drove about an hour and went to the top of the Rock of Gibraltar.
Oh.
Those kind of things you never think you're actually going to get to say in your life. We went to the top of Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And
did you see all those little the seals?
The feral monkeys is what we saw. The feral monkeys that literally tried to jump in the cable car with us. It's on video of Stacy and I just like clutching each other as it's swinging maybe 6 inches in front of our face. One of our colleagues is shrieking in the background.
Yes, we complain about feral cats feral chickens.
Yes.
There's too many pigeons. You in the feral monkeys.
Feral monkeys, yes, at the top of the Rock of Gibraltar.
Yes, yes. But there's lots of other creatures around there. That's there are a lot of fun.
It's a spectacular place.
Yes.
If anyone wants to come over, it's another spectacular destination to come and see and do some golf tourism. And then for the uber golf fan, Ryder Cup is just the very next week in Italy.
So make
a golf trip out of it. Actually, one of my colleagues is doing that. She's turning it into her honeymoon. She's going to work the Solheim Cup and then going to be a fan at the Ryder Cup. Even we do it.
Wow, that is magnificent. Now, we've skipped right over Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach, just that little place right on the water. I was talking to one of our players who's expecting her first child, and that'll be right about the time she's she'll be hanging up the golf bag for a while. But she said, "I'm going to my qualifier, and if I qualify, you better bet I'm waddling around Pebble Beach," was her exact phrase. We're all so excited about that. Of course, we all know and love Mike Wan from his time here with us.
Yes.
And what he's done for us now in his role heading the USGA is spectacular. Pebble Beach has been on the docket for a while. I can't give the big man full credit for that one. That was before his time. But we're all so excited about that. So to have TPC Harding Park, to have Pebble Beach, KPMG.
Hi, this is George from HOI Media. Do you own or manage a business? You want to create top-of-mind awareness and brand your business. Radio will direct potential customers to your business location or your social media platforms. HOI Media has 17 FM radio stations on Oahu, Maui, and Kauai. Because we are locally owned and operated, our rates are very reasonable. Radio is free. Radio is local. Radio is on 24/7. Radio is on air. Radio is online. Radio works. Let us show you how we can make your cash register ring. For more information, please visit our website at hoiemedia.com. That's hoiemedia.com.
The men can't play there anymore, but it's perfect for the women's game.
Christina, you have to be back on the show with me.
I'm happy to.
Christina Lance, Director of Communications, LPGA. Absolutely fabulous. I have to wrap the show and thank the people who make it possible. I thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me. Thank you so much to Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Iwile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Was your power out during the windstorm? Did you worry about losing your food when, yeah, you need a portable generator. It can save your food, your sanity. Talk with the folks at Aloha Power Equipment. They'll steer you right. They'll steer you right. We put power at your fingertips. MD Restoration, flood from the inside or out. Flood or fire disaster, for that matter. You need help immediately. MD Restoration is on it at any time of the day, right away. If disaster strikes, 528-3434. Call MD Restoration. They're licensed contractors. Not only will they do the immediate remediation, they'll do that cleanup, and then they can do the repair. That's 808-528-3434. Rainer Garage Doors, beautiful look, maximum security, quiet. It's your first safety zone. And the Rainer door adding value to your home is just icing on the cake. It's the perfect time. The number 676-3667. You can see them at hawaiidoor.com. We're proud to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. You heard it today from one of our great PGAs. It takes a lot of time and love of the game to become a PGA, and they want to share their knowledge with you. Cybersecurity has become every day you hear about something breached. CyPack, for cybersecurity for your company, your organization, heck, your home. CyPack, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. 861-9595. Online at CyPack.com. And if you can't figure out what to give your friend, a great friend who seems to have everything, give him a Poipu Bay gift certificate, and I'll learn how to speak soon. Thank you for your mama. May you hit that sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.